Dana Shield, public communications specialist for the Colorado Springs Airport, joins us talking about route updates, where they fly, a little bit of COVID safety, and of course the airports have been a little on the busy side the last day or so with first responders running around like crazy. Hello, Dana. So you were swarmed yesterday, right?
We were. So we have, we did a full-scale exercise, which many people don't realize is actually an FAA requirement. So it just tests the airport as well as other first responders' emergency preparedness. So we were over on Peterson Air Force Base and testing a simulated plane crash. So it was a very realistic scenario and simulation, and it was a good learning experience, I think, for everybody. So it was a busy day.
Yeah, no doubt. And as I understand it, from the time the fire was called in until they started getting water on it, about 2 minutes. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, and that's actually an FAA requirement. They have to be, I believe it's 3 minutes. They have to be on scene if something like that happens. So they're testing all of those things.
Well, good on our first responders.
Yeah.
So, Dana, you've got some route updates and some more news about where you're flying these days.
Yeah, so the airport has had a really busy summer. And while we're still down, I would say about 50% of where we normally are this time of year, we saw a pretty big increase in employment. So we more than doubled our employments from June to July. So we really saw an increase in travel at the airport, and we're flying to 7 direct destinations now. So of course you can fly to Denver, but we also have a lot of great connecting markets like Houston and Chicago and Dallas. Salt Lake is another really popular one, and of course our frontier flights, Vegas and Phoenix. So we have some really good destinations for the rest of the summer and into the fall, especially as people are thinking about the holidays coming up. We have some pretty good options for you to fly direct or to connect to some pretty major hubs there.
Well, now you've got me a little bit curious, that bump in numbers. That's big. That's got to feel very good. And the airport works really, really hard to attract the right kind of attention, get people flying again. Can you attribute that to vacation flying, leisure flying, business flying? Do you have any idea about how that breaks down?
I do, actually. So surprisingly enough, leisure travel is really our top form of travel right now. Business travel is one of the lowest, I think, just with so many people being able to work virtually. Business travel will be pretty slow to return, but leisure travel, I think people are getting antsy and they want to get out of their house and have some adventure and try some new things. So leisure travel has been our highest point of travel at this time, especially during the summer. As now kids are kind of back in school or virtually back in school, we probably will see a little bit of a dip in the fall, but then come, you know, November and December with the holidays, we'll see another big increase again.
And of course,
so hopefully we'll get to where we need to be. But yeah, the summer has been pretty busy for us.
Congratulations. And of course, we can't have these discussions without talking a little bit about what the flying experience is like because of COVID. So what are some of the sort of COVID safety protocols that you have going at the airport these days?
Sure. And we have just created a Travel Safely at COS landing page on our website at flycos.com. And that has, I won't be able to lay everything out, but that has a ton of information on there for all the people that are traveling or have essential travel needs. But really, in general, we are elevating our cleaning procedures. So getting those high touch points pretty frequently. The airport is as clean as it's ever been. And we also are encouraging social distancing, and we have some social distancing markers throughout the airport, as well as some signage, too, just to help with some travel tips on how to travel a little bit more safely and a little bit more aware. And, of course, we have the mask mandate that's been in order since July, and all the airlines required as well. So we're taking all the measures that we see, you know, we're being recommended by the CDC and that we're seeing necessary for, you know, to keep our travelers safe.
Of course. And again, that web address for folks who are thinking about flying and want to understand how to practice the right safety protocols?
Yes, you just have to go to flycos.com.
Perfect. As always, Dana, I so enjoy talking with you. I'm looking forward to our next visit. Dana Shield, Public Communications Specialist for the Colorado Springs Airport. Thank you for your visit today to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.